Judges across the state will have to decide whether state officials have the legal right to mandate mask wearing in all public schools this fall. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports now, lawsuits have escalated an already polarized public debate.
Some parent groups allege that Education Commissioner Jeff Riley overstepped his authority when he moved to require students and staff to wear masks in school buildings through November 1st at the earliest. Under the state mandate, school districts can stop requiring masking once 80% of students and staff are vaccinated. But with no vaccine yet approved for children ages 5 to 12, only middle and high schools have hope of crossing that threshold. So far, there have been at least 6 lawsuits challenging the state mask mandate in Superior Court. Attorney Ryan McLean filed one of them in Hamden County on behalf of Family Freedom Endeavor, a new nonprofit that has also sued colleges over their vaccine mandates. McLean says the masking policy should never have left the local level.
If you allow the local school committees to make those decisions, those are elected officials, right? There's a way that citizens can get involved, and it becomes more local.
McLean says hundreds of parents have joined the group, many, but not all, political conservatives. He expects to file an affidavit in the coming weeks highlighting the toll that masks can take on children. The lead epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center, Dr. Shira Daron, sees those lawsuits as a step in the wrong direction.
Risk may go up and down for the next several years, and we need to be ready to move and change with it.
Daron says masks were necessary in school this fall, with COVID cases still climbing, but she also knows they're not ideal. She says communities will reach that 80% vaccination rate and show low evidence of transmission. And when they do, Daron hopes state officials will move to roll back the mandate as soon as possible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.